What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees. Miami Hurricanes Football Barbershop Talk. We back, fresh off that victory. Easy breezy. Went in, handled business, got in, got out. Palo Alto, ain't much to do. Handle business, man. But you got Larian, hit with the guys per usual, man. We got the homie, the real field general X is in the building. X, say what's up?
What's up, what's up, what's up? One and oh, let's get it.
That's the way we got that. Hey, every week. All right, we took that mantra on a couple years ago. It's been serving us fairly well. Like ever since we started going 1-0 every week, been doing pretty good, man. We got the homie chef D Rob in the building as well. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? They say 1-0. Oh, it was beautiful, man. Just ready to get this exhibition out the way. So, you know.
I know. Get this train rolling, bro. I tell you, so far watching college football, man, I'm underwhelmed. And there's aspects of us that was underwhelming. We'll get into it. But early on, y'all tell me real quick, who impressed y'all a little bit this first week? I put out a little list. I thought was kind of the most impressive teams so far out the gate. But even in that, I think it's just, you know, it's week one, right? So you can't get but so much from it. But I would say overall, a little underwhelmed. But let me see. I know I had it here.
I think for me, man, I got to give Virginia credit. They not just beat North Carolina State. They made them boys look like they ain't belong on the field.
True.
Gotta say the same with LSU.
LSU was on my list.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. I was not expecting that. Like I was expecting it to be like 45 to maybe like 30 something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, goddamn,
I kind of had a feeling, man, because when Clemson them, you know, we talked about it last show. When Clemson them guys, they got that killer at QB, and we ain't been hearing that. So I'm like, I don't know, dog. I don't know if this shit. We're looking at the beginning of the end.
I thought the defense was going to at least play, like show up, man. But the whole team, they ain't do nothing. And
yeah,
gotta give LSU credit. And everybody else who played games, they played against mostly the Timmys and the Johns, you know what I'm saying? So I can't credit them. They put out a chart talking about the SEC went 16-0.
Yeah, right.
I'm like,
yeah.
outside of LSU and Ole Miss, right. Who the hell did they play?
They didn't play nobody, right. So, but they skated by Louisville. Louisville really had a chance to take it.
Should have lost that game.
I want to include them because they did impress me, but it's a loss. So I'm like, I can't quite put them on the list. But in all honesty, I was impressed with what Louisville did out there. You know, they fought and really had a good chance to win that game. You got a team in mind, D-Rod?
Y'all kind of touched on all of them. I will say Virginia. I was impressed with Virginia. I was impressed with LSU. I didn't expect that. I was impressed with Louisville also. Because for one, I didn't know how that quarterback was going to perform because he has no starts under his belt, no nothing. So it's like big stage, very first start against the SEC team. We know that's going to score points and, you know, do that. So I was like, man, you know, how is that going to play out? And that second half, man, he showed me something. So I was very impressed with what he did. And y'all going to be like, huh, when I say this? I was kind of impressed with Colorado, and here's why. I don't think anybody expected their trenches and their run game to be what it was. Mm-hmm. Since Deion has been there, they have been in the bottom five of rushing, right? They brought in Brandon Marion. He established a run game. Now, Lewis had his issues the first three quarters, but when it mattered most, he came through. They made it happen. The defensive line or the defense in general, it played like really well, because I thought that Georgia Tech was going to run up the like 300 rushing yards, because they got the guy from Michigan who averaged like 8 yards a carry, and he almost had 1,000 yards, and he didn't even play nothing but like maybe what, 9 games, I think it was, or something like that. So yeah. I thought that they were just gonna run. They was just gonna like literally run them out of the building, because of we saw the pictures. We was like, oh man, Colorado's small, man. Like, oh my God, the strength and condition is terrible. But what we saw on the field was completely different. So I was impressed with Colorado. Hats also.
I give you that. Hats off, because I definitely thought they were gonna get their boots smoked. Couple other teams, and we're getting us. I was impressed with Indiana. You know, again, not the greatest of opponents, but, you know, North Texas ain't been no complete slouches either, but they smoked them out. They kind of look like they right back where they left off, right? So it's like they got a little train rolling now. Like, we keep kind of waiting on it to fall off the tracks, at least stumble a little bit. But I think that game right off the rip let us know that we ain't close to that yet. Don't have no such expectations. And, you know, they might run straight through the Big Ten again. Oklahoma, you know, they went and beat up on their opponent soundly. Cool. Again, I wasn't exactly sure what these guys was going to kind of jump out the gate and do, but they look like contenders for the SEC as well. And then I say Alabama, you know, they play what, Eastern Carolina, I want to say. Nice start. The quarterback got to start playing better than that. You know, especially once they get in the SEC play, but they went out there and had a dominating performance against, you know, a Division I school versus, you know, a lot of these guys are playing some real bad teams. Ohio State, they smoked who they're supposed to. Texas, same thing, and UGA, same deal. They did look impressive, but these were really poor opponents they went out there and beat. But and of course, Miami Hurricanes. So let's get into it. What's kind of the y'all overall, just kind of general feel of like, what did we learn that game in the big picture?
That game against Stanford, right?
Yeah, against Stanford, yes, sir.
That passing offense gonna be special. the passing offense gonna be special. I'm not sure how defense gonna be prepared to play the passing offense we got. Because it's really picture poison now, but it looks like those guys have been gelling since, like they say, man, like they've been playing together for 4 years already.
Yeah, a couple of years, yeah.
Yeah,
I tend to agree, especially game one, man. That was a way to shoot out the gate, man. Any thoughts, D-Rob, kind of on how you view this team so far?
I'll tell you, right. I got caught up in some thinking about another team. You talking about Florida State? You talking Florida State, right?
No,
us. Dang, man, bro. I'm so, bro. I'm so
caught up. Welcome to the show, D-Rob.
Yeah, my bad.
Hell no. Just my kind thoughts. Of overall view, just from you know what we saw Friday night.
Overall, like I was happy after I rewatched the game like two other times because they kept playing it on the ACC network, and I was actually impressed. I think we started out slow, but we actually got it together, because I didn't realize like we shut them out completely in the second half, like no points, no nothing. They had their 6 points in the first half. It's a few little minor things here and there that I think we need to work on. Definitely we need to patch up some of the coverage in the secondary. And as far as the linebackers a little bit, we need to make a couple of adjustments. But outside of that, I was very impressed with what I saw. I was very impressed.
Yeah, so you look at Darian Mensah for the night. His number is 27 for 30, 401 yards. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, excuse me. Only a few interceptions. That's a 90% completion rate. You know, that's not normal. Like, he made it look normal. He made it look very typical, but and people be like, oh, it's Stanford. I'm like, y'all going, I get you, I'm with you. They're not a powerhouse, but this is an ACC opponent. This is a Power 4 team. This is not, see, you know, and we said it, like, they didn't look great against Hawaii, right, coming out the gate. For sure they did. But, you know, this is a team that I anticipate is going to continue to get better as well. It looked too easy, I would say, the way he was, you know, being able to move the ball around in the air. And then his decision-making, I honestly think on the night, I only saw one pass I felt like he missed, which he still got the completion, the upshot. But if he don't throw that one to upshot, Malachi wide open in the middle of the field. He probably turn it up and then get another touchdown. Like, it could have been, you know, and like, that was his missed throw for me for the evening, which still resulted in the first down and still matriculated the ball. Like, this shit looked different
than so,
Shannon Dawson. Go ahead.
But what was so impressive about that? He only missed three throws. So it's like, all you together, got a very right? small sample size. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a very small sample size of what you can kind of criticize on. You know what I'm saying? What he could have did, because even what you criticized him on, he still made a completion.
Yeah, he still completed.
You know what I'm right. saying? So, yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, man. I was very impressed with Mensa. I think that he's going to have a phenomenal year. I think this is going to be his best year yet, because to do what he did at Duke with, what, 3,900 yards, what, 34 touchdowns and six picks, and he didn't have the skill players that he has here, and he doesn't have the offensive line that he's going to have while he's here. So it's like that, I think, is just he's going to do a whole lot. He's going to produce more with doing less, if that makes sense. He's not going to have to continue to try to put. Yeah. 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 He's not going to have to try to push the issue or nothing like that. Yeah. He ain't got to be Superman. In other words. So that's how I think it's going to play out.
Right, very similar situation we saw with Cam, because, you know, a big talk with Cam was the turnovers that he had while he was at Washington State. But you have to understand, and it's kind of, you've seen some of that back at, while he with the Titans, he's been in situations where he doesn't have the tools around him to just let him execute an offense. So, you know, we keep hearing the comparisons between Ward, you know, Mensa, and Beck, where a lot of people think he's the best of both worlds. And I can see a lot of that early in that first game. So he jumped to the top of the Heisman race after week one. What would you say to that, X?
I mean, he should have been in that race, period. But, week one, can't jump out the window. And, I mean, shit, I think he's still the best quarterback in the nation, but – yeah, it's week one. Can't jump out the window. Let me see when you get to this ACC play. More ACC play. And then, you know, the Notre Dame game. Then he proved everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just let me win the Heisman after this game. So, you know.
I thought was fun. I saw that. We called it. I think he got an opportunity.
To piggyback on what y'all said, like, he missed three passes. One of them, remember, his arm got hit on one.
True. Yep.
That was a drop. The other one, I think the other two, the one he threw the Barkay.
Yeah.
I think Barkay kind of like misplaced it, because he was looking. And I think, like, if he'd have looked on the opposite side, he probably would have had a better chance.
With a tiny, tiny window on the sideline.
Yeah.
He had a chance. But yeah. Tough throw and catch, but doable. But again, yeah, this is how good a situation you're looking at. You're picking apart, you know, three incompletions, like,
yeah,
that, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's well, where it's at with
Jimbo,
it, you're nitpicking Jimbo, at this point.
Jimbo Fisher say, hey, what's going on? What happened with the three incompletions? I'm like, damn, that's crazy. The quarterback about three, only three, like.
Right, you know, right, yeah. What happened out there? Talk to
me. Everything else was on point, but yeah, you know, man, he gonna be, and I want my credit. I've been screaming for this guy for 2 years, man. And
Yeah, we got him.
And yeah, everybody's seeing it. You know, I think like they was giving him a lot of discredit because they like, oh well, he came from Tulane and then he came from Duke. Usually quarterbacks don't be, you know, if you gotta keep transferring schools, you're not that good and da 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 da. And I'm like, all right, wait till y'all see the man play. Like, he is really like that, man. And I'm telling you, from watching practice to now watching the game, you saying, you know, hey, he there.
Questions is answered. I think so. Quick question before we kind of transition a little bit to Weapon X, Baby Jesus, you know, whatever you want to call him, man. Are we in a better QB situation right now than we was last year?
Hell yeah.
As far as
the starter, the
total quarterback room. Oh,
just looking at starter. I would say probably the room too, but. Yeah,
the room. Yeah,
yeah. Starter. Yeah. The only issue with Mensa is the big game experience that Beck had. He had the big game experience, so you just knew he'd get in the big game and he wasn't gonna fold. It's like he gonna be prepared. That's the only thing that we still gotta wait and see with Mensa. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I mean, I watched him at Tulane, but I don't know if he had that big game. Watched him at Duke. Still don't know if he had that big game like, you know, Beck had, Notre Dame. As much as you don't want to say Florida, but you got to add them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? As much as you don't want to say the school in Leon County, you got to add them. Then he gets in the playoffs. Yeah, that's three. Well, Ohio State, Texas A&M. Ole Miss big game, then you know Indiana. Obviously, we didn't achieve that one, but he's had the big game experiences going back to Georgia. So, you know, that's the one thing that we still got to sit and wait for Mensa. Obviously, we don't got no big games till November 7th. To be honest,
so y'all don't consider the ACC championship game against Virginia, because Virginia was the top team last year. I mean, we can say what we want, but you don't consider that was a big game?
I'm kind of with
you. To me, it was a big game.
It's relative to what you
play,
right? So I think you kind of got to count that one. Just because, like, okay, you're a Duke, then UNC going to be a big game for what you got. It's levels, though.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, for sure. It's levels in.
Because they also played Clemson last year, regardless of. Yeah, regardless of what we say, they played Clemson last year and they beat them, what, 45, 46, 45 or something like that? Yeah.
It's levels. I think, but when I mean big game, I'm talking about, man, you playing against a damn near team that got players that's supposed to be in the NFL and
the level of excitement, experience
that the game, like, I get it. He played against, what'd you say, Virginia in the ACC Championship? Yeah. Man, that team, half of them players, we not thinking going to the NFL or, you know, like, yeah, I just, the big games, like, when he plays against Notre Dame, that would be the big game I'm talking about. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Right now, everybody's already talking about it.
That's just what we got. And I think, yeah, to D-Rob's point, too, I think it is relative because he also didn't have the NFL players either. So, it's apples to apples at that point, right? Like, okay, yeah, Virginia ain't uber talented, but hell, neither is Duke. So I got to do what I could do, and he's still the best player on that field, right? And you got to pull all these other guys together and try to get something done. But speaking of getting it done, Malachi Toney, you know, he put us all to shame. We lowballed his numbers, and I thought our numbers was nice. I thought, no, I say nice. It's a nice game one numbers. You know, he's just getting warmed up. Just stepping out the gate. Malley stumped on them numbers, man. Set a record.
He stumped on them numbers in the first drive.
Bro.
He had 75 yards the first drive.
Only thing I got right was first touchdown. Other than that, because I think I had 80.
I got the yards right. Yeah, I ain't even get the yards right. I said 75 for the game.
Yeah,
I said 75 for the game. Though.
Yeah.
He had 75 for the down.
On the drive.
Man, that was the first drive.
First drive, three catches, touchdown.
I had it for 150
True.
He beat that. He beat that in the first half. He had 180 something.
He didn't really get
it. Man,
the biggest place we was off is they were able to hang the ball pretty good on special teams, so we didn't really get no returns. They did hang the ball up nice, so it was mostly just fair catches and whatnot. So didn't get an opportunity to really get the return game going. But I mean, I think it's fair at this point, and I know it's early. I know it's early, but I'm you know, chest out. Fuck it. I'm too confident in this team to be half stepping. They clip whatever they want to say. I don't give a shit. He's bona fide superstar now, right?
Oh, of course. Ain't no question.
I think he's been on the, you know, people want to. I think he stepped out this game and was like, hey, this shit ain't no fluke. I'm only better. Like what y'all saw last year, that's cool. I'm better than that guy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, because I've been hearing it, they saying they was kind of expecting a sophomore season slump. And like, yeah, you know, he might have a sophomore season slump. And I'm like, man, these people don't know who that kid is.
Nah, yeah, y'all got a little bro fucked up.
This ain't what y'all want, man. And come out first game and do what he did first game and didn't play the fourth quarter at all. You like, man, listen, it was at one point I was kind of hoping they take him out. Cause I'm like, man, you're doing too much, man.
Well, you see when they pulled him, it was right after he kind of took that little screen.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah, man, Mr. Boat got out the game.
Yeah.
Man, Mr. walked out that game. He was like,
But I wanted him out the game on that on the punt that hit Damari in the back.
Yeah.
And then like he got up and limped a little bit. And I was like, oh man, get Melly out the goddamn game now. Like, this shit is over. Get him out the game. But I say, from what I know about Mally, he ain't trying to get out of the game. He telling coaches, man, I'm straight. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. and it made the rounds. And that's the thing with, you know, you got your haters and, you know, high haters. They act like it's just us pumping up this whole Malachi thing. And it's like, bro, that's why on the 26 account, I retweet national accounts. This ain't a Miami thing. Believe it or not, there are people around the nation that are going, hey, is this dude the best wide receiver in the nation? You got to at least argue it. It's going to obviously always be compared to folk. That's just what it is.
When you make it to McAfee and McAfee calls you out by name and calls you baby Jesus and this is the best wide, man, that's all you need right there. Everybody love McAfee. He got a number one show. He got a number one show on ESPN and on Twitter. Account on Twitter as far as for person people from ESPN, and he shout you out. What you think? Yeah. What you think that's gonna do?
It is what it is. Like the announcement is here. Official numbers is 12 for 234 and 3 touchdowns. And this is the fan in me. I wanted 300. He could have got it. Like I said,
easily. He could have got it.
Oh, we get him about 2 more pass catches, bro. He gonna have, you know, 14, 15 receptions and 300 yards. And then say we stat padding. I'm like, so it's a P4 school.
This ain't no G5. This ain't no FCS school. It is a G. It's a P4 school.
Right.
This is a conference game. So guess what? Run it up.
And this was
that's just what we gonna do.
That plays single high safety a lot of that game. So they dared us to pass any damn way. So, I mean, what would you have us do? Because I felt like, all right, that's going to be the strategy. And they never really bailed from it. And they just got cut up to the tune of, you know, 400 yards from the starting QB. They made their decision, man. I think, you know, Malachi no longer it's just a matter of remaining healthy. And like the Heisman polls, you know, I think just talking about these first two guys the first two guys we discussed, man, we got two Heisman front runners early in the game right now, right? So it could get interesting, man. We're gonna see how it all ends up ultimately playing out. Long year obviously to go. But
another thing though, Larry,
signs right out the gate. Go ahead.
What we're gonna have to do is we're going to have to stab head of little teams out. Our schedule this year isn't as strong as last year. So, right. Yeah, we're going to have to stab head. We got to blow these teams out because, again, for one, Notre Dame is basically an automatic qualifier as long as they're in the top 12. So right there, that's kind of, we kind of at a disadvantage to an extent because they're independent. So they're guaranteed a spot. I think as long as we keep blowing people out, they're not going to ignore and say, oh, well, they beat them by 35. Let's keep them out. No, I'd rather them say, oh, man, well, they didn't beat their team by double digits. Yeah, this is something that we want to see to where is, they only won 21-20. They only won 31-34-31. They only won. No, I don't want to leave no question. I don't care what team it is. Blow them out. No more of that getting conservative in the second half, late in the second half, and you got teams that's fighting back like we did with Florida State last year. Like that should have been a complete blow. Like we should have just kept our foot on the gas. We should have we should have put at least 40 on the people easily, almost 50 points. Enough with that conservative. Yeah. Blow all that shit out.
I think I agree, and I think it's gonna happen naturally. In all honesty, if things continue on this trajectory, you know, right now I think we average a little over 8 yards of play in that game, which makes us like the most explosive offense in the nation as of right now. Obviously, long time to go, a lot more football to be played, but I honestly think on accident we'll be able to do that, and then teams are just gonna have to try to play catch up. Depending on how you want to do it. But let's look at the running game, right? This was probably the only we would give a negative mark. And I put an asterisk, too, because, like I just mentioned, they played, you know, single high safety the majority of the game and basically dared us. You know, you had people already jumping off the Fletcher the Fletcher platform. I'm like, oh, my God. Hey, y'all ain't got to be a fan of this team, bro. You can go anywhere you want to. Salute to Jaden Ball, hell of a football player. But everything we doing in this house ain't got shit to do with what they doing over there. God bless them.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Atlantic,
dog. Ain't nobody thinking about them lizards, man. Y'all
but if you don't see punk ass fans, that's what I'm talking to you. Punk ass fans, just scary as shit. Oh, Jaden Ball, just shut, man. Stop with that bitch ass shit, man. Stop. get a little stiffening in your back, bro. Cut that out. But that said, it was definitely underwhelming overall in the running game.
It was mild. I mean, it was struggles, obviously. 65 SJ, he definitely struggled some. We definitely struggled to get to that second level, you know, with the linebackers. But they, you know, playing a six-man front and everything they was doing, they was attacking the line of scrimmage. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's hard when you got six dudes coming, and then that seven man, he's free. He just freelancing to make that tackle, which is what they was doing. So I get it. Obviously, you want that to be better, you know, but their game plan was to not allow us to run. You know, right. And I told people this before spring. I told him this before summer. I said, listen, teams are going to play Miami just like that because they saying, we don't want to see that Miami no more. Well, the running game dictates the whole entire football game, offensively and defensively. So they saying, hey, let's let Mensah throw the ball, but we not finna let number four drag us. You know what I'm saying? Because once he get going, he's going. You know what I'm saying? Once that running game got going last year, it was just nothing they could do. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I said, teams are going to play Miami just like that because they don't want for to get going. So, but it's stuff that you clean up. Obviously, first game of the season, he was like, well, Stanford, y'all should have ran for more. I'm like, well, y'all acting like Stanford isn't in the ACC, isn't a Power Four school, and Stanford usually has decent to good trenches on defensive line and offensive line. So I'm like, well, okay, however y'all want to say it. But yeah, it's things that we got to clean up definitely. I did like when they brought in Cantwell at guard. I felt like he, man, I don't, you know, I think he should have either the starting spot or get definitely earn more snaps. I like when they put him at guard. It looked like the running game started opening up a little more. So yeah, that's my thing about it.
Me personally, I really wasn't concerned because I seen once I saw what they were doing, they're stacking the box and you just gonna leave my guys one on one on the outside and all that. Hey man, take what the that's the prime example of take what the defense give you. Absolutely. It wasn't trying to just keep forcing the run, forcing the front. No. Eventually when they switched up, like even when we came out the second half, like we ran the ball a couple, like with Mark Fletcher a couple times, 8 yards, 10 yards. We did that. So we know what we're capable of doing. It's just that Stanford decided, hey, if y'all gonna beat us, y'all gonna beat us through the air and not through the run game. And I think that was just a terrible mistake because of what we got. So I don't think other teams are even gonna play us how Stanford play us. I think they're gonna make the mistake and say, you know what, we're gonna try to bracket Tony, or we're gonna try to do something. But yeah, I really wasn't concerned. You know what I'm saying? It seems like every time, as soon as like Fletcher touched the ball, like them two linebackers, it's like it was a run blitz, like almost every run play. They was in the backfield. Granted, he broke a few tackles and caught some yards, but it's like as soon as he touched the ball, like they was back there. And it wasn't that the O-line wasn't blocking. It's just like they had, what, 7-8 defenders in the box. And, you know, you can only do so much against that. So it wasn't no concern.
Breaking news.
Because
breaking
Brown news. Still averaged – Brown still averaged like what, 5 yards a carry, and then Mallory averaged 10 yards a carry. So, you know,
it'll come around. What's the breaking news?
Right? Yeah,
breaking news. Not Kane related, but definitely important. In college football this season, the SEC is seeking the legal authority to expel LSU over its complainant about rostering former NFL players.
Damn. That's crazy because none of them play, but they just don't want him on the roster. Get off of that.
Yeah, yeah, they don't want him on the roster. That was breaking news. We can get back into Kane. I just wanted to say that.
Nah, I'm glad you said that. I'm interested to see how this unfolds, man. I don't think it's a good thing in general, but hey, to each their own, they can decide how they want to run their program, how they want to do that. Far as the running game goes, though, I agree with you guys' points. I think the concerns, because it kind of meshes in with the running game, is the offensive line. A lot of different combinations up front. So it's just a matter, I think, of trying to find that right combination. You know, we talked about the guy, Matt Rose, number 35. I mean, he set it up for a game for him. He had 12 tackles. You know what I mean? Like, and it goes just to what X was saying, like they loading up the box and then he just free roaming and he's not going to make a lot of mistakes. So, you know, we tested him and we try to, you know, soften him up a little bit. But I do think we will have to, by the time we get to Wake, I would like to see a fairly solid starting offensive line where we do a little less rotating by then. I get that in this game, I felt like they were trying to get the best fit at the guard spots and see exactly what we could do there to kind of mix and match. I agree with X. I thought Cantwell, we did well with him running. I think he did like blow one play on a pass protect.
That's when Luke got in.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be some growing pains. You know, we're not in the situation where we were with CeCe, right, where everybody's like, oh, CeCe was right out the gate. Well, for one, we aren't putting Jackson at his more natural position, which is tackle, right, which is where we project him to eventually land. And guess what? We're in a lot better situation, dog. If we had to play Cantwell out there tackle, he would be doing it. We're just not necessarily. Mm-hmm. When we got CeCe, he had to play. Like, and
yeah,
he was better. He was just better than what we had in the room. At this point in time, this room is a hell of a lot better. So we just got to figure out the pieces. I agree. Oliver Tooley at times just looked just bad. Ain't no two ways to really slice it up. It was just times I was like, bro, he looks lost in the sauce, dog. I was like, yo, you got to get it together out there, bro. Again, you know, I know he ain't been used to playing center, but that was the goal. And you got to figure it out. I just don't see it working out ultimately at that position. I think we look better with Buchanan out there, his opportunities, and Cantwell. Like, if I was to put the line together for Wake Forest, I probably would go ahead and plug them two in at the guard spots. And let's just rock and roll with that. And then, you know, spell people here and there if you want to just, you know, get them a breather or, make, you know, get some guys for snaps just because you want to get them that real game time experience, then for sure go that way. And that definitely was a part of what stymied the running game. I think if we felt urgent enough, they would have made the other tweaks to be like, okay, this is what we got to do. And we'll just run with this lineup. But because we was in a good position, then we didn't have to, you know, go that route. To your point, D-Rob, I think some of the bright spots was, you know, Shamar Brown running up. I think he did well in his position. I think Javian Mallory, you know, he showed some bursts. And I like his style of run. It kind of reminded me of a Frank Gore and his just particular style of running. I was like, I see that. I see those shades of that. You know, he gets some of those comparisons because a lot of the talk is that he could be a three down back in the sense of as he improves his blocking, he's a great pass catcher as well. So he's a guy where the future could be bright for us at that spot as well. So I'm not going to jump out the window when it comes to the running game. I absolutely think that's going to get better with the O-line. And, you know, when teams are going to – because then, you know, just like you said, D-Rob, by the time we play Wake, they're not just going – you're going to die that way. You're just going to decide to be like, all right, make them pass so that Minnesota can pass for another 400 yards. It's just not – it's not smart football. You're going to have to roll the dice at some point and be like, all right, let's guess run. Let's guess pass. We can't just be like, sell out completely against the run and let him carve you up for 400-plus yards. Why Malachi Toney just going crazy or Barkate going crazy? You know, and the you know, whoever emerges really as that third wide receiver, Moore had a couple of catches. I think Moore had three.
Three catches apiece.
I think. Let me make sure I get the stats right on that. I believe Moore had just a little bit, like 36, I want to say, and Upshaw had 30, but he had the touchdown.
Touchdown.
Looked good. I mean, it's no one separated themselves just yet. I think what happened is they kind of both show what they're going to do well. You know, we had an opportunity with Moore to get a touchdown, but he got mugged on that one, and it was a call on that, so it was kind of a free play. Yeah. I believe it was an offside. Mm-hmm. It was a free play, and he almost made that play still. Right.
That should have been a flag. They damn near tried to take off his whole uniform.
Yeah. Yep.
I think, though, that sign of things to come, I still think we're sitting good at that wide receiver three spot where I really just think we're going to be able to kind of play interchangeable here. And we'll figure it out. You know, of course, injury is part of the game. So if somebody gets a little banged up, we still going to be comfortable with whoever we go at that three spot. And then if you get a little deeper down the line, I think some of the young guys could show up and be got like,
I did like what I seen out of Wingo, but yeah. I've been screaming about him all fall anyway. I like what I seen.
That's D-Rod guy. D-Rod ringing the bell for him, boy. You thought we was going to let him slip too? He was getting pissed by that. You was right.
Man. Wingo and Stancil, them my two. But I'm going to tell you, man, I think it was a small sample size, but I love what I saw from Nickel, man. How he scrambled out the pocket, the passes where they tried to blitz him, tried to pressure him. He scrambled out the pocket, threw the pass. He completed both of the passes that he threw. His deep ball was not. He had threw a nice deep ball. He just barely overshot Spafford, and then the other one, the DB just made a good play and tipped it to the safety. The way he got that interception, whatever. So. I think we're seeing some real quarterback development going on, fellas. Some real QB development going on.
Well, and then we're recruiting quarterbacks who have a higher ceiling than what we normally was doing. We was recruiting quarterbacks that Like, we got Judd and Emery Williams, and I don't know why anybody thought both of those guys would start a college game. Emery can't start away yet now, you know what I'm saying? So, just look at the difference from where we recruited. You know what I'm saying? Now we're recruiting guys who could actually start at college football programs. So,
yeah, that was one narrative I could not stand about Emery beating Clemson. I'm like, all right, y'all. Yeah, please stop saying that shit. It make us look hella goofy, dude. That ain't what happened out there. We won as a team, as a unit. Y'all act like Emery sat back there and called them boys up to the tune of 35, 40 points. That ain't what happened. We won the game. The team won the game. Looking on the flip side of the ball, only allowed 6 points. Great on third downs. Got stout in the red zone because those guys did have a couple of chances to get down there and score, and they held things down on that side. And then I guess some of the question marks / room for improvement. The pass rush is a little bit up in the air, right? Because they did call a lot of holding calls, which also I don't expect that shit though. Especially from ACC refs. I was shocked and amazed. So I do think we got to work a little bit more on closing because you ain't going to get no calls every week. Now, were they valid in there? Hell yeah. There was some bad ones that I was like, they ain't got no choice but to call. But I do think maybe that needs to turn up a little bit where we finishing on these plays. X, you talked about it in our little rapid breakdown. And as I rewatched the game, that's one reason Blackburn was able to get off was they attacked the linebackers, which I think part of that was us giving it to them, like keep it underneath. And if all y'all got for us is 88 to kind of beat us underneath, we can live with that. Well, Ben, don't break a little bit on that. But I still would like to see the coverage a little bit better from the linebackers in that regard. D-Rod, you got any other, like, what's kind of your overall thoughts on the defense? Positive.
Again, we only held them 6 points. That was really good. For me, I think the defensive line played phenomenal. To me, I think they played phenomenal. Like I said, I took into consideration the 8 holding penalties. I could have said maybe 4 of those could have been sacks, maybe 5. Probably could have got, sacks from that. Mm-hmm. I think the run game, the penetration that Lightfoot and them were getting, like it was incredible. Like I really liked what I saw. A couple of negatives. I was a little I thought Damian Wilson probably would have had a bigger impact. He had a okay game, but it wasn't what I was expecting because he was so highly sought after. I was expecting Ruben-esque type, saying Ruben Bain, but just I was expecting. Oh shoot, boy, he get that get off. Oh my God, at least two something. But he didn't get it. The linebackers, I need to see more of Kellen Wiley and Mercer. I need to see the younger guys because the younger guys, they showed me something. Teray, there's liability and coverage, man. And for him to be where he's at, it's certain, like he was kind of out of place sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So, I was a little disappointed in that because the tight end was just doing whatever he wanted to do. The secondary, I think we gave up a little too. It's like some of these guys were running open a little. I don't know if it was busted coverage or whatever. I didn't like that. Two was getting picked on a lot. I will say Ethan O'Connor, he held it down. Nothing really went his way. Thornton was out of place a few times. He got lucky a couple times. And then catch the interception. Like Thornton could have had an interception, Poison could have had an interception, and Lucas could have had an interception. Like, I need for them to get two hands on the ball, and I need them to get a turnover. Like, that is still like a constant problem that, I mean, it's only, like I said, it's only one game. From last year to this year.
Carrying over from last year, right? I'm with you.
Yeah, from last year to this year, the only ones that was catching the balls that was coming to him was Fitzgerald, Jacoby Thomas. Like, they were getting everything. Everybody else, oh, man. Charlie, oh, man. Oh, slippery. Like, come on, man. Like, you're not going to be able to afford to do that against a team like a Notre Dame. You know what I'm saying? Or if you get to, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or even if you get to, like, the ACC, you got to play, like, a Louisville or or even SMU. Like, as we can see, Jennings gonna give you two, at least, like, directly to you. He's going to give you two. And it's like, man, you got to catch those. Yeah. Florida State quarterback, the man got 23 interceptions in 24 career games. Like, they're going to give you interceptions. We have to come down with them. I'm tired of the drops and all this and, oh, shucks. No, no, man. Catch that thing, man.
Get on the jugs. Get on the jugs. Yeah. Concentrate. I'm with you. I guess I asked you, X, who was kind of a standout player on defense for you for that game?
Who asked me? Milo Blunt and Poison. Poison stepped it up because last year it was just like, okay, well, he's gonna be the enforcer, to run, stop, come downhill and help in the run game. But he stepped it up big in the pass game. He covered good. He tackled good on plays that got in front of him. And Blunt, man, I just told people, like, I don't know why you didn't expect Blunt to not do what he did, because the same way everybody talk about how Upshaw follows Malachi Toney, Blunt was doing the exact same thing with Ruben Manning. You know what I'm saying? So Blunt showed me. I ain't gonna say showed me because I seen it, but he's starting to show
who, improving it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because he was getting held almost every play. He ended up getting the only sack of the game. He was good.
Grab a boy with, t-shirt. Dragged him down. That was fire.
Run stopping and stuff like that. So, yeah, those two guys definitely proved that they was mid-season form for that game.
Yeah, I thought Poison played pretty good to me. He had a couple missed tackles. That's the one thing I need him to clean up in this game. He gets sometimes where he kind of goes to throwing that shoulder and he'll miss kind of big on those because he has a tendency to want to lay that big shot sometimes. I'm like, hey, wrap up, bro. Let's kind of make sure we, you know, if you're gonna go for the big shot, you gotta make sure you got backup. So I did think he played well in general, but that was something I kind of noticed from last year, and I saw it a little bit in this game. I believe he missed two tackles. But no, a good, solid game from him. For me, I would add, I absolutely agree with Blunt. I thought he had a hell of a game. I would add Marquise Lightfoot. I believe Lightfoot finished with 9 tackles, if I'm not mistaken. Don't give me the line. I know he had a hell of a game. And I think the best part about Lightfoot, honestly, was we expected the pass rush ability. But what really impressed me about him was his run-stopping ability in that game.
Stopping, yeah.
And I'm like, man, look, he really, you know, we brought in Wilson, but I'm like, Wilson's going to have to fight for them reps because the way he did so well with the run game, you know, it makes him the threat to constantly be on the field. You're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to make sure you're not a liability. And I feel like Lightfoot showed that he can help in every phase of the game and be a every down defensive end. So, you know, he had nine tackles for the game, led the team actually. So to me, super impressed with him being a more all around defensive end. You know, we knew he had some pass rush skills, but I think to play in that game and really show us, hey, I can do everything you need me to do, kind of let me know, like, all right, right now, if I'm making my starting lineup next week, you know, I gotta put him in one of them ends. I just think it's necessary right now. And, you know, Damon Wilson got to prove that, you know, he deserved that spot just as much. Competition just gonna make you better. And then, you know, otherwise on defense, You know, I feel like some of what you're saying with the secondary giving up a little bit, but it was okay. It was cool. That was a good quarterback. You know, quarterback played a lot like we thought he would. Pretty safe. Didn't put the ball in harm's way a lot. Good decision maker. Older dude. So he did a lot of what we want. But the elephant in the room in the secondary is OJ Frederick. What's the I know Mario came out and said he's out for a while. That's all we kind of know as of right now, right?
Man, as of now, I'm gonna just say he's out for the season. I'm not doing this with you this year, Mario.
Not this year. right.
I'm not doing this with you this
every
year.
Week. Man. He's scared every week.
Man, nah, Mario, we listen until he back on the field, he out for the season right now, so. But nah, it's definitely gonna be like at first, like they was, you know, I was hearing 3 to 4 weeks, man. But now it's like, yeah, it's gonna be a little longer. So like if he does come back, I'm expecting like by Notre Dame game to definitely be back and fold. But other than that, he's not coming back before that.
Which
man, they gotta wrap my guy in some bubble wrap or something, man. That's gonna be his only downfall.
Yeah.
Like these scouts is begging to let you be one of the top 2-3 corners in the draft coming up. Like you're slotted. You're basically slotted a first, second round pick guaranteed. And now you can't stay healthy. So now you're dropping. Granted, he's probably gonna come back next year anyway, because like you gotta prove that you can stay healthy. If he would have stayed healthy, yeah, he was gone. I think Frederick was gone.
First round, yep.
But with this, it's like, now you got to come back. Yeah, so it's like, man, I'm not even going to be concerned, because I was like, yo, when did this happen? And then I looked at the pen, I'm like, that's it? Like, it wasn't like, it wasn't nothing crazy.
I was like,
oh, yeah. Nah, when it happened, I knew something was wrong.
I could tell you, because he got up, he was just hanging it.
The way he hit him, I seen like he just hit him with the shoulder and the
right.
arm. Outside of his body. And then when he got up, I'm like, oh, the arm hanging, maybe it's dislocated. And then, you know, I started trying to get texts and phone calls. I'm like, man, what's up? They like, man, they hoping it's not a ligament or a labrum. They hoping it's just like dislocated. We're gonna see, man.
Yeah, I feel for the kid. But it is too, like, bro, what's the one thing been nagging you? Your damn shoulder. Why in the hell you just threw your body out there like that? Come on, baby. That used a little better technique than that. That's the one thing that's been killing you. I would rather he got trucked and lived to fight another day than to put himself in harm's way like that when your shoulder
continues
to bother you. Hit him with your shoulder pads, man. Like you say, get truck, but hit him with your shoulder pads.
Yeah, stand up. Just do not.
Somebody come in and help you on defense, man. Don't go out there. Like,
we'll live with that. Because again, this was one of the first plays of the game. Now you out.
Man, that was literally the second play of the football game.
Exactly. Now you're probably done for the season. So, all right. So, you know, all in all, good game. Again, impressed. A lot to clean up, a lot to work on. But again, this week one, so that doesn't shock me at all. So it's kind of, we're not going to obviously break down fam's roster, key players, nothing like that. But, you know, this is a good tune-up game for us to continue to get better. So some of the things we want to see, in the fam game, I'll start with you, D-Rob. What's something you would kind of like to see? You know, walking apart, but go ahead.
I want to see my whole second team offense come in after halftime.
Okay.
Point blank period. Ain't nothing else that I really want to see from the first team. I mean, I know they're even with the offensive line, they're probably still shuffling, trying to make sure everything is straight. But I already know what that is. I just want to see Luke Nickell and the rest of these guys the whole second half just doing whatever it is they do, just preserving them, our starters. Like, that's all I want to see.
For sure. I agree. 1,000% there. Establish the run, right? Let's just get it going just for motion's sake. I know we're going to be able to run on this team regardless, but it still just helps to get the to get that offensive line to gel more. So let's lean into the run more this game, just to get those guys gelling, to get the communication where it needs to be, to get the trust where it needs to be, and then just get these running backs just getting their bodies warmed up for the season, right? So, you know, again, I'm with you. Let's pull by halftime. I don't want to see a single starter in the game, you know, other than maybe like you go ahead and leave Cantwell out there. Just because he's a super young guy, you want to get him as much reps as possible. So a guy like him, sure, go ahead and leave him out there. If they still want to mess around with Alafatuli and see where he's going to fit in, sure, get him out there, leave him out there for the majority of the game. But especially your older, more veteran guys, go ahead and get
Buchanan,
them
out there. I mean, the three linemen that should get out of the game are Rodriguez, McCoy, and Pancake. Everybody else should be playing.
Yeah,
so everybody else is fairly young. Everybody is either a redshirt freshman or a true freshman.
Right.
They all should be playing. The one thing I want to see from the fam game is I want to see the Marching 100 come out there and but
I look forward to something.
Yeah, that's gonna be probably the most exciting part of the game, man. But it's like the thing about it is like, okay, we playing fam. I get it. It's another team. It's a HBCU, FCS. I just don't think us playing them is harder than us practicing against ourselves. Right. So it's like, I don't even know, like, even if the game go like 80, whatever, I can't even get a fair assumption about it because it's like it's fam. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's they starters aren't better than our third string. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we did. But again, you just want to see it because you're like, okay, we plan to get somebody else.
Yeah.
So it's like, just go out there, run the ball. I don't want to see Mensa after the first quarter, to be honest. I don't want to see Hattie after the first quarter.
If I had it my way, I wouldn't even play him. I'd be like, you know what? I just start second screen.
And then think about this, right? They literally just played a game yesterday.
Right.
No, Sunday.
Friday,
They literally just played Sunday. And now they go home. They went home Monday, practice today.
They ain't go home. They stay. They still here in Miami.
That's right. Because they played at Hard Rock. So literally, you still here. You ain't really getting the real prep. Like, come man, bro, this about to get real ugly. Hey, just start the running clock, man. Like we did against Savannah State a few years back when they agreed and was like, hey, man, let's just high school rules, man. Running clock. Just running clock. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be great. I wouldn't mind the running clock because I got work the next morning. So let's go and get this up. Yeah. Ain't no need to prolong this embarrassment, you know.
Yeah, man, I can get back out to the tailgate, man.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my little HBCU I like to root for because the color's the same. So, you know, don't beat them up too bad. Let's get them boys. Let's patch them up, get them in the ice bath and get them on out of there. I like to see, you know, the thing is, y'all, we all kind of hitting on the same point. There could be gleaned from this except for just getting some reps and building some confidence, but that's going to be more important for the younger guys. So let's really get into our bag with the, you know, Avance Spafford. Let's see what he can really get out there and do. Samari and Wingo, let's see what he can really do. Let's get these young boys out there, get Nickel and see if he can find them a good rhythm out there. Run the offense, run our offense completely the same, but just go ahead and get these young guys out there so that they can really get that game time experience, reps, get any type of jitters of just not really getting out there and playing, get Mallory going. Let's concentrate on getting the youth out there.
The cornerbacks, because we down. We're down three.
Absolutely. I want to see Brody Jennings. I want to see everything Jennings, we got.
Portis.
Yep.
Seatbelt.
Seatbelt. Ryan Mack.
Chris Ewald. Ryan Mack. Chris Ewald. You know, this is their opportunity.
Right.
This is gonna be their opportunity to show you know what they can do and if they can be trustworthy for the future, you know, because we definitely finna need that, especially with that room. But we got some good players, but no game experience, so we definitely need to get them in the game. getting them reps, like you say, to build your confidence and go from there. So, yeah, it's fam, you man. Shouts out to Miami because we still, you know, we doing them a favor. You know what I'm saying? We finna pay them some bucks to come play. We letting the Marching 100 come down. You know, obviously this is South Florida, so a lot of people who end up going to FAMU comes from South Florida. So, you know, good opportunity, man. Family, friends, enjoy themselves for that game. And yeah, you know, come out there hopefully healthy. Definitely got to be healthy, man. But yeah, it's nothing we're going to get out of this game outside of the young guys getting in the game and then saying, okay, well, at least they got their first college experience. Or even if it's, you know, the second one, it's like, okay, well, they're getting the snaps. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing that we can get out of it. Other than that, man, it's fam. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear nobody, no Kane fan talking about, well, we beat them 80-0. That's who gives a goddamn,
man. Yeah, we got time for that. Yeah. Be serious. Act like you've been somewhere before. All right, real quick, we'll do a couple of rapid fire true or false. Y'all give me true or false on these, and then we'll give a final score prediction and get on out of here. We'll go round, kind of round robin. Start with you, D-Rod, then we'll go to X, and I'll answer last. Mensa will be a Heisman finalist.
Yes.
What you got, X?
True.
I'm going to go true as well. Tony wins the Biletnikoff.
Oh. Man, oh gosh. It's
fun, man. I'm gonna say put too much pressure on it.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna say they're gonna find a way to give it to Jeremiah.
So false for you. All right.
Yeah.
You keep saying Jeremiah like that boy KJ Duff ain't over there. Yeah. As bad as they is.
He's looking like he's gonna keep him from getting. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, the boy paid to lose.
Valerian, I'm gonna say this, and I'm not saying he's that guy, but he's over there at Rutgers kind of playing how Larry Fitzgerald played at Pittsburgh. Like,
bro.
He just was that raw, and you looking like, damn, he's
and we could have had him. We could have had him.
Yeah. We wanted that boy at tight end, man.
I'm gonna go with true. I'm going true.
I think this offense is gonna put up stupid numbers, and if he stay healthy, I just think it's gonna be too hard to not give it to him. I think he's just gonna put up crazy numbers in this offense, just all year. And yeah, it's gonna be those other contenders, but I think we're gonna be winning. Miami's going to be at the center of a lot of football talk for the whole year. So I'm going to go true on that one. All right. Hold on. Lost my place. Miami has the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the country.
Yes. 1,000%. 1,000%. I'm sorry. Wow. I don't think it's a better quarterback two wide receiver combo with Barkay and Tony. I think that's the best duo in the nation.
No, QB wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm saying QB to wide QB. You said wide receiver. Okay. Yeah.
I don't think both of them. I got you.
Yeah. I basically put all together. So yeah, I think we got
I'm
best.
With that. That'll count. I'm with it. That's still there. What you got, X? Best QB wide receiver combo in the nation. It's a duo, so they're really talking about. We're really saying Mensa and Malley is what they're really saying.
So you got Mensa and Malley, Julian Sayas, JJ, Archie,
whoever throwing to Ryan Williams in Alabama. Yeesh, talk about a fall off. Boy, I can't catch for shit.
Yeah, I'm going to go true.
I'm going true. You got to prove me otherwise. We got to prove me otherwise. We already know our offensive coordinator can scheme some shit up. Like, the questions is over with now, right? Me and D-Rod was fine as that. Then Mario heard that we was putting him on chopping block and let him loose, let him do his thing, let him run his offense. And, you know, he always produced crazy out the slot, 1,000-yard receivers. And I think it was Gabby had put that out there. I didn't know. Every year his receivers go up. So they get 1,000 out that slot, and then they get even more the next year. And he on track to do all that. So I'm gonna say true on that one as well. All right. Damn, my damn phone quits locking up on me. A couple more, we get up out of here. Miami averages 40 points a game. True or false? You say we need to.
Fall.
You scared. That's cool.
The reason why I say that. I think it's gonna be like around 38. Nah, you know what? True. Oh, true. Nah, true. 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 True.
What you got, Ed?
Yeah.
True. I think we got you.
True.
I'm going true too. For part of the reason what you said. I think the schedule set up. I mean, it just ain't that hard. That's just the truth of the matter. And I think it's gonna be necessary. I think Mario wear that. Like the ACC fumbling like hell right now. So, you know, we don't got a lot of room. We can lose Notre Dame, but that's it. We can't,
yeah,
and everything else we gotta look impressive, man. So I'm gonna say true. Defensive line is the biggest concern. True or false?
False. My biggest concern, I think now is the secondary with the injuries and stuff like that. Is the secondary?
Yeah. All right, what you got, X?
Yeah, definitely false. I have no issue with the D line. I mean, the bad thing for them is everybody going to grade them as to how our defensive line played last year. So I think that's
just the bar is through the damn roof. I'm gonna go false as well. If I had to say most concerning, and I'm not even legit, like, ooh, I'm worried. Just off of game one so far, how I see the future, I would probably actually say linebacker. And a lot of that is because I think we may need to get to some of the younger guys. We'll see how that pans out. All right. We got three more. True or false? Frederick's injury eventually cost Miami.
No. False.
Going false. X, what you got?
One false.
Yeah, false.
I'm going to go false, too. I think we got enough depth and enough power on offense that even if we get into the game, like if we get in a shootout, I like us in a shootout. If it boils down to that, if we get into a weird game where, like, damn, you know, they kind of airing out it against us and we're getting torched a little bit through the air, I think we can win that kind of game. So if it come down to one of these, you know, weird ass 50 something to 40 something games, I think we come out on top of that. Last two, Miami is clearly the best team in the ACC. True or false?
True.
Miami, the best team in college football.
Let's have it. Let's get it.
Just the ACC.
Definitely true. I think the closest thing is after just starting, even though they lost, I'll probably take Louisville. SMU today. I didn't like
Kevin Durant throwing
the ball away. You go Virginia?
I'll go Virginia. Okay. I think what they did against NC State, from what we projected, we thought was going to happen, they dominated them boys. Like, it was ridiculous. Yeah, I'm going to say Virginia.
Right, so, and we could laugh at this one, right? So, you know, Virginia Tech plays Old Dominion this weekend, and Old Dominion has beaten Virginia Tech a couple of times.
Yeah, that's their new rival.
So, yeah. I'm like, if Virginia Tech goes out and beat Old Dominion, I want to kind of hype Virginia Tech. Say, damn, they good, because
right?
they can't beat Old Dominion. But now,
hey, I told bro, they don't let fuck around and let Old Dominion become their number one rival is crazy.
Yeah,
oh man, yeah, they played some garbage this week, but they stumped them boys out. I think they played VMI, Virginia Military.
Yeah, they beat them like 70 something.
73 to nothing. Yeah,
Jay Fred, I see what you're doing over there. He had to do them kids. Man, that shit. He trying to stamp his shit back. I'm still that dude. I hear you.
Yeah.
All right, last one. Miami returns to the college football playoffs. True or false?
1,000% true. 1,000% true.
Definitely true, man. We going back to the ship. We're gonna be in Vegas at the end of the year. We're gonna be in Vegas.
And the beginning of the next season. I plan on being there for that.
Back to back, baby.
Just stay in Vegas. Yeah, I plan on going on that one. I'm going to say true. I think the path is set up for us. I think things will have to go really crazy left for us not to be able to get into the playoffs. I think, you know, I got to say people all the time, oh, y'all schedule, our schedule been easy. You got to be good for it to be easy, though. That's the thing. Like, it's all relative. It look easy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you got to be a good team for the shit to be easy. You know?
Yeah.
It was the same way with Clemson was on top. The schedule was easy, but that's because they so damn good. I think we're now a team mm-hmm. that's so damn good that, yeah, it's easy. Just don't fumble. Handle your business. Go out there and take care of business. All right. So with that, we'll give quick final score predictions on fam. We get up out of here. So I'll start it off with fam. I think we're going to hit them with the running clock. So pretty soon I'm going to take it light. I think we go real early with the subs. I'm going to say 56-0.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go. I'm going to say 60. I'm going to say 66-3.
Oh, shit. Get them boy 3 points. I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
63-0. I'm going to give Meezy score. Meezy's going to say 35-14.
It's going to be tied. Oh. It's going to be tied up. It's going to be tied up.
Meezy gonna be texting in the group chat, man. At halftime. Damn, man.
It's time to move on from Mario.
Yeah.
Hey, we got jet lag. We still recover from that trip, man. You know, it's all the difference.
Hey, look at this, cuz. If we tired at half, I'm gonna ask that question. He ain't got to be the one to ask. If we tired at halftime, I was like, man, it's time to move on. Hey, we got it set up good. Who we can get to bring this thing on home for us now? Don't fall.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's a big problem. But we tied at the half with fan view. God,
that's crazy word. All right, man. Appreciate y'all pulling up. It's been yet another episode of 26 Degrees. We'll be right back at you. Peace.
Peace.
We gonna let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.